Good morning. Nice to see all of you here, and in a cheerful way to see you all here. I got some nice rain out there this weekend, which is really a blessing at this point. I'd like to start with prayer concerns, Thanksgivings. Do we have any prayer concerns to share this morning?
I would like prayers for Mike Patterson. He was my old boss Gina's husband, and he's the one that had esophageal cancer. He is now back at U of M with some complications, and it doesn't sound really good for him, so we just really need prayers. Thank you.
I know my wife won't say anything, but please pray for her this week as she goes for some tests and other things at the doctor.
Thank you for sharing that. We are family, Linda. Over there, Marion. Right over here.
Bruce is here, but he's going to have surgery on Tuesday. Valve replaced. So pray for him.
For sure. Any other prayer concerns?
We have a joy in our side here. It's great grandbaby number 10.
Oh, my goodness.
And Lane came into the world about 8 o'clock last night. Everything is just fine.
Number 10, amazing. That's wonderful, Bob. And how is Marilyn doing? Very good. That's good to hear, too. Catherine?
Continued prayers for my son, John. He's doing okay. He's got a broken leg and a broken collarbone, but he's very lucky.
Very.
And thanks for the prayers so far.
Thank you. Any other concerns? Thanksgivings? Concern? Okay.
A week ago Friday, one of our dear friends was on her way home from work and was broadsided by a car that did not stop at the stop sign. She was killed on impact. The person driving, the last I heard, was in the hospital in critical condition, but we did go Friday and had a memorial service for her and tried to lay her to rest and rest so that she can rest in peace.
What's the family name? Or her name?
Sharon.
Sharon Shamley.
Yeah.
Any other concerns or Thanksgivings or joys to share?
I have a joy. Our grandson is now in the U.S. of A., and we get to go down and see him on Wednesday. It's so good to have him home from Korea and safe, and I can't wait to hug him.
A year and a half he was gone? Can you imagine, well, you can, Beth, being a year and a half of your child being in South Korea. Whoa. Any other concerns or Thanksgivings? Okay, we need announcements. I know we have several today, and I'm going to just mention one to start with, and we'll get the rest of them. And this is about next Sunday's picnic lunch. It's actually going to be indoors. We're serving hot dogs. It's to welcome our it'll be our normal birthday potluck, but it will be done. We're having hot dogs, grilled hot dogs. It's going to be kind of a picnic theme, and be our first Sunday with our new Pastor Sue. Like to see people wear their t-shirts, correct? Mm-hmm. See the t-shirts
casual.
And pardon? Casual Sunday. Jeans and t-shirts, ladies and gentlemen. And then she get a chance to see, get to know a few of us. We also will do just a meal to pass, or dish to pass, but we will have hot dogs and buns are covered for that. Also, I was asked to oh, yeah, there's a shirt over there.
We purchased a couple of shirts, one for Pastor and her husband, and we sort of encouraged her to wear it, and I don't want her to feel uncomfortable if we're all dressed up and she's up here in a T-shirt and capris, okay?
Also, I was asked, I forgot about this earlier, I was asked to mention that she would like us to use name tags the first few Sundays. And I don't know if that's going to start next week, but we will be doing that. I know that's not everybody's favorite thing, but put yourself in her shoes trying to remember all these faces. And if we wear name tags for a while, that will help. And I think, I'm hoping that'll start next Sunday. I'm not in charge of that part, but I will find out, but hopefully next Sunday. I know, but is she going to be here? Are we starting next Sunday, Carrie? Oh, Gayla, I didn't see you over there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's starting next Sunday.
Okay. And, you know, I know that I've been here, seems like my whole life, not quite, but seems like it, and there's still some faces I don't recognize occasionally. And I think that for people who do come in that need a name to go with the face would it be helpful. So we may do that sporadically throughout the year, but we are going to do it the first few Sundays, and please work with us on that. As I said, I know not a lot of people don't like wearing name tags, but it really will be helpful to her. So it'll be something we're going to give to her that she would appreciate. Okay, other announcements. You have some. Oh yes, yes, our Miss Erin. She loves doing these.
Along with next Sunday, don't forget to bring all the kids, because it's the kids' fun day, too. It's a good way for Pastor to see how much fun the kids are. You know, kids are a good, you know, buffer. Everybody hates to have fun, giggle, and run around, and maybe she'll run around and be crazy with them. So don't forget to remind all the kids, and big and little kids. Adults, you can run around and be crazy, too. So don't forget the kid part. Along with that, Vacation Bible School planning is in full swing. We're super excited. This year we are going to be superheroes. We're going to be learning about the superheroes of the Bible. So we are getting started. We had a planning meeting. We're going to have another planning meeting July 13th, as long as Pastor is okay with that date. So we'll make sure and let you all know when the next meeting will be, but I want to double-check that Pastor can make it for that date. But in the meantime, we're going to hang up this nice little poster either in the back or maybe over in fellowship. It will have stuff on it. But it's going to, each little square is going to have a sticky note, and it's going to have a need that we need for donations. Right now, we know we need T-shirts, old T-shirts used. It doesn't matter what picture's on the front. We just are cutting the back off it. So we're going to be superhero capes. So if anybody has any old T-shirts, you're cleaning out your closets or anything, we do need those. But that's for an example. We'll have craft supplies and things that we need, we'll have on a sticky note here. So if you can take a look, grab a sticky note that has something that you know you can donate to us, and then underneath it we'll also have that item. Just put your name on it so we know what's taken care of and what's not, and then take the sticky home, put it on your mirror, put it on your fridge, put it on your car, wherever. So hopefully this will help us get all the materials and things that we need ahead of time. So look for this next Sunday and the coming Sundays, and please take a sticky. Thank you.
Hey, I'm going to, and I know we have other announcements, if you'll forgive me, I'm going to interject one more comment. We're talking about the name tags of the new pastor. In our last newsletter, we had I had an article in there about things we could do, and one thing I'd really like to encourage people to do is invite Pastor Sue and her husband Jim to dinner or to lunch or just to get together for coffee, so she can meet people in small groups. I think that will also help get to know people, and I would encourage that as well. Or if you have a visitation you'd like, take her with you. Say, I'll go with you the first time I introduce you, or whatever. These are the kinds of things that are really important. And I know I mentioned that there, but if you didn't read it or don't remember it, I'm going to mention that again. More announcements.
Okay, here we go. First of all, I want to thank Jeff Mavis for meeting me up at the parsonage yesterday. And he power washed down the house and outside of the gutters, and it looked so much better. And I was able to weed all the way around the house, but I do need some help. Tuesday I've got plenty to come and work inside, but what I need is maybe a couple of guys that can clean the gutters, mow if Pastor Matt doesn't get it done, and maybe some weed whacking around the perimeter just to clean it up a little bit more, and so it looks really nice. And the other thing is, I don't know how many of you know Craig Faust. He's involved with parrot tours and with kindness party buses. Anyhow, he and I have been gotten together in UMW, and we're looking at doing a road trip in September, on September 15th, up to Port Austin's Farmers Market. Now, it's going to cost $15 per person for your trip up and back. You're on your own as far as lunch and what you buy there. I'm not buying it. We'll have lunch and kindy at the Pasta House, and we'll be leaving here about 7 a.m. and returning about 2. But I need to have your money and commitment by no later than October 15th. August 15th, so that he can guarantee us the bus. That's as far out as he hates to take them too close and then be turning people down and then find out we're not going to use it. So I need your reservations quickly. Also, we're
men and women.
Yeah, y'all come. And with the other thing is, the gals, whoever's interested in, we're looking at going on August 14th to White Church Gallery in Grindstone, perhaps having lunch and seeing the general store, and we'll leave here about 9 o'clock and be back about 1, so just see me or somebody at the office. Thanks.
I need to call an emergency ad board meeting after church today. It'll only be 2 or 3 minutes in the nursery.
Any other announcements? Okay, let's go to birthdays. Do we have any birthdays this week? No birthdays? Oh, that's right, Oren. Oren's got a... Yeah, but I heard through a little birdie that you're going to be celebrating and you won't be here next Sunday. So I think we need to recognize that today. Sorry. Any other birthdays? Okay. Oh, Mr. Shram, do you have one too? Yes? Yesterday, okay. True. Yeah. Have any anniversaries to celebrate? Oh, there, anniversary there. Yesterday, well, congratulations. Any others? B and Burge. Oh, Linda? Oh, okay. Well, we have two anniversaries this week, both of them. Okay. That's what we say, and many more, right? As you notice, you have a little different scene up here on your altar today. Bobby and I decided to call it the B&B, and then we decided, no, we got to do the BEB, because Aaron's going to offer a lot. We are talking about music today. We're going to talk about music and something that most of us, if not all of us, love. And as a result, we are going to start with Aaron doing an intro, and she has a few things to say. And I hope you just really enjoy it and really get into the music.
Good morning, everybody. I hope these all work. There's a lot of mics going on, so. I'm going to start us off in prayer, and then I'm going to share a little bit of my story, even though you guys have known me most of my life, a little bit of where I'm at right now, and then I'll do a song for you. So, will you pray with me? Father, I thank you for today. Lord, thank you for just this church. Father, all the people in it, and thanks for bringing us together again and again each Sunday. Thank you for this church family and what they mean to me and to just everybody in this room, Lord. And I pray today that, during this service, you would just speak through all of us up here, Lord, that you would use us, even though I'm a poor planner and we don't know what to say sometimes. But Father, I just pray you speak through us and that your spirit would just be active today, just opening our eyes and our ears to see you and how much you love us in new ways. Lord, thanks for who you are. And just thanks that you're moving even when we can't see or feel you, Father. And I just pray that today we just hear something new. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. So I was told I had to share a little bit of my story, but like I said, you guys, a lot of you have known me since before I can even remember. I have an awful memory, so you probably remember more of my life than I do. I grew up here, and I think it's more than a blessing, more of a blessing than I ever realized to not know a day when I didn't know the Lord and his love for me. That doesn't happen to most people in this world, and so I'm really thankful for that, and to grow up here and know that, and have always known that there is a God, and that he's big and he loves us. But I think the understanding of that in my life looked a little bit different over the years. So I grew up here and I did all the churchy things, right? You guys have probably seen me up here a couple times doing like interpretive dance and singing a little bit, playing guitar when I was really bad at it. So thank you for listening to that. Hopefully I've improved a little bit by today. And just doing these things and being involved in this family. And then it was when, that was pretty consistent, but then it was when I was about to leave for college. And all of these things, when you grow up in a small town, right, like you have a lot of things that define you. Everybody knows you. Everybody knows you by what they see in the paper, your grades, what you did in sports. And I think when all of that started to go away, that was when things changed a little bit and when I had to understand God in a little bit different way. And so I was feeling really, I remember going into freshman year, and freshman year is just always hard anyways. But I was feeling very lost and undefined as a person, and it was pretty hard. I don't know, it's pretty hard moving to a bigger place, and some of you have probably experienced that, and nobody knows you, and so I was feeling very lost, and just kind of struggling with these things of, like, is God even real anymore? What does this mean? Because I'm not seeing this in my life, and I'm not feeling, you know, I don't have a church family anymore, I don't have these things that are consistent, and I don't even know where my identity is, and so struggling with a lot of that. And then I ended up finding this group of people at school, and I just remember the moment of realizing, like, even though I felt so, I think just realizing, like, the sin in my life. You guys ever had that moment where you actually realize you're a sinner and you're like, shoot? Like, you kind of know it for a long time, and then you realize it in your own life, and you're like, yep, that's right, that's me. And so I think I had that moment of, like, I actually am, like, broken and hurting, and I hadn't felt that before. And so I think we all need those moments in our right life. It kind of, like, it humbles us to realize that we actually need the Lord when we realize that we're nothing without him. And so I had one of those moments in college. And then following after that moment, because of the Lord's grace, he showed me how much he actually loved me, and that it was okay. That it wasn't, his original plan wasn't to make me perform to get rid of my sin, right? And so that's what I was thinking. And so his original plan was Jesus. And so I had one of those moments of, like, wow, this is why Jesus existed, right? Because I can't do this. And so that happened freshman year. And now I'm going to graduate college in a year, which is crazy to me. And I've been growing a lot throughout. And I think it's easy to, when you guys sit here, to, like, see my life on social media or what my parents say. Because they probably aren't telling you. Hopefully, they're not just walking around saying all the bad stuff. And so, you get to hear about all the good things. And I think it's easy then to see me as, like, oh, this girl who's gone to college and she's just a really strong believer and has this great life and great faith. And it can look like that on the outside, but yeah, I think, I don't know, it's easy to see that as people from far away. But we're all people, and we're all still broken and still struggling with things. And so, I've been able to experience the Lord in a lot of cool ways through college, through a lot of things that you guys have supported me in, and mission trips to Chicago and Ecuador that have just blown up my whole entire view of the Lord into this massive, massive person who loves us so much and loves the whole world so much, and that has been such a blessing to even be a part of. But yeah, I think it's still to this day, right? Like, we're all still human. And so I think we all have to wake up every morning, and it can get easy to be prideful and say, like, I'm doing this Christian thing really well. And then you have another one of those moments of, like, shoot. And so, yeah, I think the Lord's been humbling me a lot this year to realize that I need him every day to do this, and it's not about me at all. There's a verse, it's Psalm 18:28, I think, and it's, "You, Lord, keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light." And I've been meditating on that a lot because it's all about the Lord. It's not about me. He keeps the lamp burning. He keeps us fueled up and doing this life, because this life is hard, and this world is hard and dark, and he's the one that turns. It's not our job to turn our darkness or the darkness in the world into light. That's his job. And so I've been learning that a lot lately. And the song I'm going to sing is called Reckless Love, and it's talking about just the love of God, and that, yeah, when we are his foe, he still fights for us. When we feel worthless, he gave everything for us, and he loves us so much, like recklessly. He leaves everything to come find us. You know, the story of prodigal son, and even when we run away, I think we all had those prodigal son moments in our life. I have one like once a week, and so I think it's just beautiful that he still chases us down and fights for us. So I'm going to sing that today, and you guys can, if you know it, you can sing with me, or you can just close your eyes. I close my eyes a lot. I sing, so that might happen too. But.
When I was young and foe, still you longed far from me. Been so good to me. For I took breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so good to me. Down, that you won't take down, coming after me. shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after you. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after you. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending reckless love, boy. Oh, it chases me down, fight till I'm finally tonight, tonight. I couldn't love, I don't deserve.
Powerful message. As those of you who have been around forever, like I have been, it's wonderful to watch our young kids grow up and have this much to share. It's just really a neat, neat thing. I'd like you to join me in an opening prayer with your hearts and your minds in the prayer place. Oh God, in mystery and silence, you are present in our lives, bringing new life out of destruction, hope out of despair, and growth out of difficulty. We thank you that you do not leave us alone, but labor to make us whole. Help us to perceive your unseen hand in the unfolding of our lives, and to attend to the gentle guidance of your Spirit, that we may know the joy that you give your people. Please remember all our spoken and unspoken prayer concerns here today. And let the words from our mouths and the meditations from our hearts reflect your desires, O God. In Jesus' name, amen. Our opening hymn is Come Christians, Join to Sing. I should have had Aaron up for leading us. Would you please stand for this? It's on the screen or on page 158 in the hymnal.
Thank you.
Our responsive reading today, continuing our theme of music, is Psalm 67, verses 1 through 7. If you would read the yellow part or the bold part. O God, be gracious to us and bless us, and make your face to shine upon us. On earth, your saving power among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you judge the peoples. Sorry. Let the peoples. We'll get it together. We'll get it all on the same page. A little nervousness here. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. God has blessed us. A little nervousness there, forgive me. Okay. I mentioned earlier that we're focusing on music today, as you can see, with our psalms and with Aaron's wonderful introit and beginning words. And my portion today, the part one, is on the power of music. When you think about all the symbols in a church, you know, you look around, if I said name some church symbols, I'm sure you could do some of the obvious stained glass windows, the cross, the dove, you know, or the Christmas chrismons that Linda so graciously goes through frequently or yearly to tell us what they mean. And there are so many of them, but we don't often talk about the sounds of the church. The sounds, I always think of like angels' wings as you're opening up a Bible quietly, or the music, or the praying. But the music is the part I want to focus on today, and I think that we have a lot of sounds in church that we need to respect and appreciate. Sadly, there are very few church choirs in our area anymore. Actually, I'm not sure if there is another one besides ours. I really don't know, but I know we have one, obviously, but I don't know any other churches that do. We are blessed. We are so blessed to have talented musical church people here willing to share their gifts. Now, I know we don't all have that talent. Trust me. I know my own limitations. But we do have a lot of musical talent as well as other gifts to share, too. And I'm not going to sign them up for choir, Linda, but it's up to you. But we are very blessed to have so much musical talent and gifts in this church. And this leads to my point of today's reflection. I want to share some of my thoughts on this, the gift of music or the purpose of music. For most of us, music is a really powerful medium. It adds so much to our worship. When we didn't have a choir, we all missed it. And we're really, really relieved and really felt fortunate when Linda stepped up to do it again, to return, get it back. Because we did, we really missed it. In the Bible, the first references to music, about making music, is all the way back in early Genesis in chapter 4. Verse 21, when Jubal was called the father of all who played the harp and the flute. That was really early in the Bible. But to continue from that, music is referred to so many times throughout. You can't say God doesn't love music because it's in there over and over again. excuse me. I won't give you all the biblical references to the Bible because we'd be here all week, or to the music. But just think about it. Moses himself had three songs early on attributed to him, and David wrote over half of the Psalms. Now, those are just two individuals. And remember, David was the official musician of Saul's court. There are way too many references to it, but I do want to talk about just a few today. In Ephesians, Paul tells us in chapter 5, verses 18 and 19, to not be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, just as we just did with our singing. Also in Colossians 3:16, he repeats this by saying, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord.
And I like that idea of grace in our hearts, and we know who puts it there. God gives it to us. Singing with everything we have. We don't need to be great singers. I mean, I know that we have some wonderful singers here, but the rest of us don't need to be. I actually feel sorry for whoever's sitting next to me when I'm singing. But we shouldn't feel like we can't give it our all just because we can't carry a tune very well. I really don't think God cares. Now, throughout the week, we pray, and I think we ask a lot of things for us in our prayers. We may not realize it, but think about it. Ask us to help us with a problem, to help us see differently, to help us understand. Whatever it is, more often than not, it's mostly about us when we pray. I feel, and this is my personal opinion, that Sunday morning is really all about God. It's our worshiping and praying to him and not for us. And I think music does that really, really well. I think it's another form of prayer. Music does serve many purposes in a worship service. It can help us to connect with God. It can help us draw closer to him. And for many of us, it can be a powerful emotional draw. We can find ourselves saying in song, but we couldn't find words to say otherwise. Have you ever tried to pray and couldn't find the words to express what's in your heart? Yeah, God knows what's in your heart when you're praying, even when you can't get the words out, but so many times the songs that we sing that say what we really feel and really mean. And I know I wished I had the opportunity to say, give me some songs. I know Karen Pettis is doing this, I don't know what you call it, your favorite songs, favorite hymns and the stories. And I'm sure we all have some that really speak to us. And that's what music should be. That's what it should be. It's a way to relate to God and to pray to him and thank him and to connect. It is a way to praise and worship God, and actually that is what we're here for. It also unites us as a congregation. Excuse me. I have had opportunities to be up here watching all of you singing. And it's really an amazing sight. I love to watch people singing. I think singing unites us more than we ever realize, that we can realize. Think of some of the great old hymns that we still love. You know, think of some of your favorites, you know, Amazing Grace or God Be the Glory, or just so many older songs that we just over the decades and years have continued to motivate us and inspire us. I'm not overlooking the newer songs, though, Aaron. The newer songs that I created, I think, are also really important and really wonderful. The fact that people are still creating new worship songs is a testimony itself in one's faith that we can go through. And I know that, I'm trying to think, one can only imagine, is that that movie we saw? No. What is the name of that movie? What, is that, am I saying it right, or I Can Only Imagine? I Can Only Imagine. Many of you saw it in town here, and I've heard people say ahead of time, well, I really like that song. I really like the song, but I didn't know it came from a movie. And I think that's one of the newest songs that really touched and still touches many of us. The fact that people are still creating wonderful songs of worship is in itself a testimony to one's faith. Even our little kids try to keep up with the words and music on the screen. They continue to learn new songs as well as the old ones we enjoyed when we were young. And that's wonderful. You know, the B-I-B-L-E or This Lamp of Mine or whatever, it still continues on today as well as the new ones. Music can shape our moods. It can change them. Our moods can affect the openness of our spirit. Psalm 92, 1-4, which is one of David's songs, reads, "It is good to give thanks to the Lord and sing praises to your name, O Most High. To declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night on an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp with harmonious sound. For you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hands." This is actually named a song for the Sabbath day. How appropriate. What if we change the lute to a guitar and the harp to a keyboard? It still works today. In some churches, when people gather together for worship, there is clapping, bowing, lifting of hands, and other things, often with the music in the background. We may not do as much of that here, but we do clap at times and raise our hands because the Spirit moves us, even without being asked, through the music. One song that never fails to move me is "Here I Am, Lord." And I know this is a favorite of many others. And every time it makes me want to cry, and it makes me want to raise my hands, but I think it's such an important song. Music encourages our brothers and sisters when we sing the truths of God. It tells the story of Jesus. And yes, I know that's a hymn, and it's not intended to be a pun, but hymns do often tell stories. in the garden, the old rugged cross, are good examples of this. Both the Old and New Testament address music, as I've already mentioned. They both strongly support the use of music in worship. It honors God in a special way. It communicates the Bible stories. But ultimately, the purpose of music is not to attract a crowd or make us famous. And I want to be clear on that. If these happen for the glory of God, wonderful. But that's not really the purpose of music. The purpose of music is to help us be with God, hear from God, bless the Lord, and be a blessing to one another. Let us sing with that purpose in mind for the remainder of the day. Now please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Continuing our theme of music, we have a special music tape from Cheryl Sheridan.
I just would like to say something first. I'm glad this today you're talking about music. Some people have said that I have a good voice, and I could never figure out why God gave it to me. It doesn't matter if you have a good voice or you have a bad voice. It just has to be heard. And Aaron, I hope you keep up your good work and use your voice, because I've always used mine to help, and I hope it has served people well. So I will now sing the song, knowing what I know about heaven. I bet the trumpets played and the angels sang every sweet refrain of amazing grace, and the heaven's hand opened up the gate, and the children danced when they saw your face, as happy as they were to see you coming. I was just as sad to have to watch you go.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. That was beautiful. Do we have any children here? Tracy's going to do the children's message.
Okay. We have our music thing, so if you want to see the children's message, maybe we can send it for another day when there's more children and anybody wants to go downstairs, we're ready to go.
Okay, go. We're all about improvising. Have fun. The scripture lesson today is Philippians 4, 6, 7. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs, and don't forget to thank Him for His answers. If you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will keep your thoughts and your hearts quiet and at rest as you trust in Christ Jesus. Well, I, too, love to sing, but, you know, well, I'm not very good at it. My son-in-law has always teased me that my grandbabies went to sleep out of self-defense. Just saying. And when I was over at the nursing home seeing my 90-year-old mother as she was in her last days, I thought I would do something really nice and sing, "You Are My Sunshine." Well, she kind of looked at me and said, "They don't let you sing in the choir, do they?" Really? This is your mother, you know? But anyway, I still like to sing, and I just try to do it when I'm not around people. A while back, Karen Pettis asked us to write down our favorite songs and why. I was really glad when she said we didn't have to sing them. At the time, I wrote down two songs that are very special to me and still are. But a new one has become so special to me, I decided to share it with you. All of us have been through hard times, like Horatio Spafford, who wrote "It Is Well With My Soul" in 1873. He was a Chicago-based attorney, heavily invested in real estate, who in a span of two short years lost his entire business and fortune in a fire. Watched his four-year-old son die with scarlet fever. And shortly after, all of his four daughters died in a shipwreck. After being reunited with his wife, who was rescued from the wreckage, he sat in his cabin weeping and penned the words to this great song, which the global church is still singing today, 140 years later. My life is not as bad as his, but my life's journey brings me to this special song. I won't be boring you with the beginning a lot years. I've been married for 53 years. We've had a lot of ups and downs, like most of you. During those years, we had 7 major moves and 3 minors. But with each move, I relied on my faith to get through. With each one, I would know it was right because everything came together. It just fell into place. The one house sold in a day, and the next one was there. So I knew God was at work for us. I knew that He was leading us, even during times I was not active in a church. Now, don't get me wrong. It was not all sunshine and rainbows. We lost both my husband's parents before we were 30. We had a very sick child, lost our home in a fire. I was in 2 serious accidents, lost my mom, dad, and brother. But again, God was there through it all, even if I didn't acknowledge Him. In 2013, when our 25-year-old grandson took his life, it sort of changed. I have never felt so empty and angry, and I was very distant from God. Even though on the outside I was working, going to church, going to Bible study, half-heartedly doing my devotions, but on the inside I was struggling. I had a hole in my heart. Now, I could have been sort of stuck in that grief, but God was and is not done with me. There was this push in me to learn more. So I continued my morning devotion, going to Bible study, and trying to be a bolder Christian. God brought people into my life to show me the way. A stranger in a grocery store. Some really wonderful Christian walking partners and great supportive friends. He also led me to many scriptures that spoke to me, like Philippians 4, 6, 7. Do not worry, the peace of God will guard your heart and mind. He also led me to hear the words of this beautiful hymn, is what is well is my soul. It's sort of become my way of life. I find that when I'm troubled or when I'm upset with someone or something or I find out someone's upset with me, I need to go and take care of it. I need to talk to that person, but first of all, I need to talk to God about it. Because until this is clear, my heart feels good. I can't be feeling wonderful with my soul. So I just make it my life so that all will be well with my soul. Thank you. Would the ushers come forward? We also have a singer for this. I'm sorry, I forgot. That's what happens when you're nervous.
It's called Back to God. Knock on wood,
can't live like this. We gotta give this world back to God. You gotta get down on your knees, believe, fold your hands and beg and plead. Keep on praying. You gotta cry. Hope the best, make a wish, the only answer is we give this world back to God. Dear Lord, bless these gifts and the homes in which they came from. May they be used for your purpose and glory. Amen. The closing hymn will be 377. It is well with my soul.
Thank you.
May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost be amongst you and remain with you always. Go in peace, and may it be well with your souls. I understand we are having fellowship today, even if it's not in the bulletin, but we'll close with the sending song, Now Go in Peace. Go now in peace.